At that time, I was serving as the world's leading dental and medical catalog supply company's chief professional advisor. And my background was in media, health education, health promotion, fear, because I worked on dental phobia reduction therapy programs, behavioral therapy programs to allay people's fear going to the dentist. And I had been a dentist for 16 years. And health education, and media, persuasion, technologies. And here the media was making so many people afraid to go see their dentist in the wake of this case. So I was asked, I was told, I was given the job opportunity to develop patient educational literature to help allay people's fear of going into dental medical practices. So I started to research. The Centers for Disease Control's official investigation reports on the case, I first found them to be scientifically questionable. I then found them to be scientifically bogus. And then later found them to be fraudulent. They'd literally covered up, deleted the most incriminating evidence against the dentist, who I had to conclude after 3 years of studying this case and publishing 3 scientific reports, literally having to go out of the United States to publish because the American Dental Association, American Medical Association wanted to maintain a cover-up.